Today we will be talking about Lord Damodar. Start off with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते राधानाथस्वामिनित्रम्ने नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनित्रम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे सो आई वॉज रिक्वेस्टेड टू स्पीक ऑन द दामोदर लीला बाय माधुरी माता जी टूडे एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी हर्ड सम स्पीकर स्पीक ऑन दिस वंडरफुल सब्जेक्ट मैटर वी हियर क्लासेस ईयर आफ्टर ईयर and also we are at the almost at the close end of the Kartik month. So this is just one another class from the Damodar book on this pastime. So Lord Sri Krishna is very, very famous for his incredibly sweet pastimes. And his nectarian pastimes can attract every single living entity. So the Lord not only attracts everybody, but he also becomes attracted by his own beauty and his own pastimes. So among all his unlimited enchanting pastimes, the Dama Bandhana pastime or the Damodara pastime is very elaborately commented upon all our acharyas. So we will be discussing this pastime based on the book of Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, which is called Damodara. And in this book, he in turn describes this pastime from the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatan Goswami's commentary on the Damodar Ashtakam, Jiva Goswami's work in the Gopala Champu, from Anand Vrindavana Champu, and many other texts by our acharyas. So for the next 1 hour, we will delve into this very sweet pastime. So this pastime happened when Krishna was in Gokul Mahavan. So Krishna lived in Gokul Mahavan till he was 3 years and 4 months old. So till then, he lived in Gokul Mahavan. So this pastime happened sometime just before that, before Krishna completed 3 years and 4 months. Before that, this pastime happened. So this pastime also happened during the month of Kartik, during the Deepavali Amavasya day, a day before the Govardhan Puja. But at that time, there was no Govardhan Puja because Krishna was younger at this time and the Govardhan Puja hadn't started yet. But there was Indra Puja. So everyone, including the servants in the house, they were all engaged in making preparations for this Indra Puja that they would celebrate every year. So they were making huge quantities of butter that was needed for this festival. So why is this pastime so celebrated? There are so many pastimes of baby Krishna, but this pastime is the pastime that is so highly celebrated. It is because in this pastime, Krishna demonstrated that he is being controlled by the love of his devotees. So Yashoda means one who gives fame. Fame to whom? Fame to Krishna. And what fame is she giving? She is giving the fame of being controlled by his devotees by allowing his mother to bind him with a rope around his belly. So that's why this pastime is very, very famous. Because this pastime demonstrates how Krishna is controlled by the love of his devotees. And hence, so many of our acharyas, they have written detailed commentaries on this particular pastime. So what we will do is we try to put in everything together and relish this beautiful Damodar pastime. So on this very day, as we discussed, it was the Amavasya Deepavali day. On this very day, early in the morning, Mother Yashoda, she saw little baby Krishna was sleeping with closed eyes. And his closed eyes were looking like very beautiful blue lotuses. Krishna was dressed in a small piece of jewelry around his waist. He had just some jewelry on his body. He had bangles in his hand. He had ankle bells. He was wearing a top knot in his hair. And he was sleeping there very peacefully. So Mother Yashoda, she lovingly caressed him gently. And she let him sleep. And she got up, leaving him lying there on the bed to start her household chores. So she tightened her sari. She quickly got ready, finished her morning duties, and she got ready to engage in her household chores. So that particular day began with churning yogurt. On that particular day morning, Mother Rohini and Balaram, they set off to Upananda's house. So Upananda is one of the brothers of Nanda Maharaj. They had a special invitation from Upananda, and so Mother Rohini and Balaram, in the morning itself, they got up early and they set off to Upananda's house. Mother Yashoda, she came there to begin churning yogurt, and lovingly she started to churn the buttermilk to get the best of the best of the butter for her dear son Krishna. So she couldn't think of anyone else, any maid servant or anyone else preparing butter for her dear son. So therefore, she began to prepare this butter in the courtyard while Krishna was left still sleeping on his bed. So Mother Yashoda, she perfectly understood that she must finish churning the best butter for Krishna before he wakes up. Otherwise, if Krishna is awake, he will come and disturb the process. Just like how small children, you know, mothers have this experience. When there are small kids at home, they want to finish all the important work before the child wakes up. Because the child is going to come and disturb the process. So like that, Mother Yashoda was thinking that I must finish churning this best butter before Krishna wakes up. Now, there are three reasons discussed by our acharyas why Mother Yashoda was thinking that she only must churn the butter for Krishna. She was very particular that she herself with her own hands should churn this butter. So the three reasons discussed are, Yashoda's love for her son was so great that she just couldn't bear the thought that someone else would make butter for Krishna. So that was one reason. The second reason is, Krishna, he was stealing so much butter from others' homes. And Mother Yashoda was also receiving a lot of complaints. So Mother Yashoda wanted to make the best of the best of the best butter so that he will stop this habit of stealing from others' homes. And their butter, which they have in their homes, will look somewhat bland and tasteless. Because Mother Yashoda is going to put in all the effort to make the best butter. So the third reason that she herself wanted to churn the butter is because she wanted to offer the best butter to Lord Narayan so that her beloved child would eat this and he would be blessed by the Lord's mercy. So these are the three reasons. Yashoda herself decided to personally churn the butter so that Krishna gets the best. Now, like this, when Mother Yashoda was churning, she was singing very beautiful songs. And these songs were composed by herself and the other ladies in Vrindavan. So they were composing these songs in glorification of Krishna. So by the time the Damodar pastime had happened, by then Krishna had killed Putana, he had killed Shakatasura, he had killed Trinavrata, and he caught on to the tails of little calves and he was being dragged along. He showed the universal form in his mouth. So he did a lot of things before this Damodar pastime had happened. So Yashoda and the other gopis in Vrindavan, they had a lot of content compose beautiful songs about Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she was singing these beautiful pastimes in the form of poetry. So like this, when she was singing and she was churning, her earrings were shaking so beautifully. They jingle harmoniously along with her singing. The ankle bells and the golden belt that she was wearing, that also joined in as a musical accompaniment. So these jewelry that Yashoda was wearing, they were creating a melodious sound like an expert kartal player was playing. And as she was churning the rod went kadak, kadak like that. And this was sounding like an expert mridanga player. So she had full musical accompaniment when she was singing. So like this, she began singing, and all these, her jewelry and the churning rod, they all joined in, and there was a beautiful musical performance as Yashoda was churning butter. So Sanatan Goswami mentions, and also Prabhupada, he mentions in the purport of one of the Bhagavatam verses, that those who have parental affection for the Lord, they must meditate on this particular form of Yashoda as she was churning butter. So Yashoda Ma, she had beautiful eyebrows, she had broad hips, she was wearing a yellow sari made from an atasi tree fiber. So this yellow sari was made with fibers that were brought from a particular tree called as atasi. So this atasi is a variety of a flax tree, and it has lovely blue flowers. So sometimes in some songs, we see Krishna is described as atasi pushpa samkarsham. The flowers of this atasi tree, they are bluish in color, and they resemble the color of Krishna. Actually, they are bluish in color, very similar to the complexion of Krishna, how Krishna looks. And not only that, the fibers that is produced from the stems and the bark of this particular tree is used to make very fine fibers, linen. It is used to make linen. So from the fibers of this plant, a sari was made, and that sari was yellow in color, and Yashoda Ma was wearing this sari. Her bodily color was shyama, it was dark. She was wearing a piece of jewelry around her waist, and this jewelry is called as mekhala. So sometimes even deities in temples, you will see them being dressed by this hip jewelry around their hip, around their waist, rows of pearls you can see in some deities. So this piece of jewelry is called as mekhala. So Mother Yashoda was also adorned with this piece of jewelry around her. The bangles that she was wearing in her hand was moving to and fro. Her earrings were shaking and jingling along. And her eyebrows, while she was churning the butter, moved expressively, reflecting the happiness that she had in recounting the pastimes of Krishna. Due to the hard labor that she was doing, she was churning the butter, right? She was exerting a lot of effort. So due to the hard labor that she was doing, beads of perspiration decorated her face. The malati flowers that she was wearing on her hair were falling down. Her mind, her body, her intelligence, everything was perfectly engaged in the service of the Lord. So her body was engaged in intensive labor. Her tongue was singing the pastimes of the Lord. Her ears were hearing these songs. Her mind was engaged in remembering the pastimes of the Lord. And she was intensely meditating on the Lord. So, slowly, as Mother Yashoda was engaged in churning butter like this, Krishna, he woke up. So he woke up a little earlier than his usual time. So he woke up on the bed and he was looking for his mother. He was looking around and he was thinking, why is she not next to me on the bed? And then he heard her singing from a little far away. And he started thinking, what is wrong with her? She's gone away so early. She left me and she went to engage in her household duties. She's not worrying about me. I'm so hungry. I want to drink milk and she's not next to me. So actually, when Krishna was thinking like this, he was actually hungry for the love of his mother. So he got very angry and he was breathing very heavily. He stretched his limbs, he started rubbing his eyes, and he called out for his mother. And his mother was a little far away, and she was churning butter. So Krishna hastily, he got up from the bed, and he started walking towards his mother with faltering steps. And seeing his mother to attract her attention, he began to sob because he was hungry. He wanted milk. So he went to her and he caught on to the churning rod which Mother Yashoda was holding. So while catching on to this churning rod, Krishna was indicating, why are you churning so much? All the jnanis and yogis, they are churning and churning and analyzing scriptures. And finally, at the end, they are approaching me. But I am the essence of all scriptures. They are churning these scriptures to just find me. But, oh my dear mother, why are you churning so much? You're already with me. So thinking like that, Krishna, he stopped the rod. And Mother Yashoda, she became so happy. She was thinking that her little baby son, her Krishna, had become so strong and intelligent. He had become so strong that he stopped the churning by just holding this churning rod. So like that, Mother Yashoda was enjoying. She was just seeing how her little son had become so strong. So seeing that, her son, torrents of milk began to flow from her breast because of extreme parental love that she had. And Krishna quickly, he climbed onto his mother's lap before Mother Yashoda actually invited him. So before Mother Yashoda called him to drink milk, he just jumped onto her lap. So after all, he didn't need any invitation. The lap of Mother Yashoda is actually Krishna's own property. So Krishna immediately jumped into the lap of Mother Yashoda. And Krishna was so proud of himself. He was smiling and he was thinking, see how great I am. I stopped Mother Yashoda from all her work and I claimed my right. So his chubby cheeks made his face more beautiful in his pride and in his happiness. He was looking very, very beautiful. Then Krishna began drinking milk. So Mother Yashoda's milk was flowing like monsoon rains, it is described. And Krishna's mouth was so full of milk that the milk was flowing out onto his chubby cheeks. And there was a transcendental competition and parental love for Mother Yashoda's milk that was flowing incessantly. And Krishna's hunger was also not satiated by any amount of milk. So there was a huge competition between Yashoda's milk and Krishna drinking the milk. It was actually prema that was flowing from Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was simply not satisfied with any amount of prema that he was receiving. So she was feeding him continuously, and he was completely engrossed in drinking the milk. And while Yashoda was feeding like this, she was fully engrossed, and she was losing all sense of time. So meanwhile, in the kitchen, the stove in the kitchen was heating a pot of milk. So this milk was not very far away from where Mother Yashoda was sitting. And suddenly Mother Yashoda realized that the milk was boiling over. So in her engagements, of feeding Krishna, she forgot about the milk that was boiling over. She was very eager to prevent this precious milk from being consumed by the fire. So Mother Yashoda, since she heard that the milk is about to boil out, what she did is, she placed Krishna on the ground and she ran quickly to the stove and so that she could go and save the milk. Now, she left Krishna down on the ground because she had to move extremely fast. So she feared carrying her son along with her because her son hadn't finished drinking milk yet. She knew that, but she had to go and save the milk that was about to boil over. So she left Krishna down so that she doesn't drop him when she's running in a hurry, and she went towards the kitchen. Now, one may think, what is this? Mother Yashoda, she's the epitome of Vatsalya Rasa, and she's left her son and she ran away to just save some little milk. Is there any lack of milk in her house? After all, Nanda Maharaj had more than 900,000 cows. So just for a little milk, did she leave her child? One may think. So Yashoda, actually, she left Krishna on the ground and she ran to the kitchen to save the milk because the milk was very, very precious. And this milk was reserved for Krishna's enjoyment. Yashoda loved Krishna very much. So she would carefully select the best of the cows and she would personally go and feed them the best grass available. And the milk from them, she would personally milk. She would get the sweetest milk for Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj, she had many cows, and there were 8 specific cows which gave Padmagandha milk. That is milk that had the flavor of fragrance of lotus flowers. So they ate only a special type of grass, and Mother Yashoda would personally feed these cows that special type of grass, and she would personally milk these cows, and she would get that precious Padmagandha milk, and she would boil them for Krishna, and she would reserve them for Krishna to drink. So this milk was very, very special. So Yashoda, she didn't want to waste this milk or spoil this milk. So having this higher principle in her mind, Yashoda, she made this difficult decision to leave Krishna on the ground before he finished relishing her milk, and he went, and she went to save the milk on the stove. So also Mother Yashoda was thinking that it is her duty actually to protect all the wealth that she had been saving for Krishna's sake. So that is another thing that was running in her mind. After all, as Vaishyas, they were into milk and milk products. So she was thinking, everything is for the enjoyment of Krishna, so I should save everything perfectly. So that was also the mood that she had in her mind, says Jiva Goswami. Now, so why is this milk boiling, and why was the milk ready to fall into the fire? So the external reason is that, of course, because of excess heat, the milk was flowing into the fire. But however, there is also an internal reason to this. The milk on the pot was actually watching the Lord drinking milk from his mother, and the milk thought to itself, what will happen to me if Krishna drinks so much milk from his mother? What is the use of me here if I cannot serve the Lord? So it's better I commit suicide. So like that, the milk was thinking that he was useless, because Mother Yashoda had fed Krishna well and Krishna was enjoying the milk, and he had actually had a lot of milk. So the milk in the pot was thinking, I'm going to be useless today. And so the milk thought, if I'm not going to serve the Lord, let me commit suicide. And he began to overflow. So there, Mother Yashoda, she went running to prevent this pot of milk from boiling over and committing suicide, and stopped the boiling milk, because she removed the milk from the fire and she saved this milk. And the milk there, it resumed its normal state out of shame, actually, because the milk was scolding itself. Oh, what did I do? I am such an offender. Mother Yashoda was serving so nicely, and Krishna was enjoying so much, and I selfishly disrupted everything, thinking that I am of no use. I thought I am of no use, and I must commit suicide, and I disturbed the entire process of Krishna's enjoyment. And I made Mother Yashoda come all the way to stop me from getting into the fire. So I am so selfish. The milk thought like that, and he stopped from being overflowed. So everything in the spiritual world is very conscious. Here, even the milk was very conscious, and the milk was thinking that way. So meanwhile, Yashoda came here, she saved the milk. And meanwhile, there, Krishna, he became very restless, and he also got very, very angry. He was very angry that his mother left him. So he started biting his red lips, and his eyes were filled with tears, because he was left in that state of dissatisfaction. He didn't finish drinking his milk. So he showed a great strength by picking a little stone that was there, that was lying around. The stone was used for grinding spices. So he picked that stone, and very angrily he threw it on the pot of yogurt which Mother Yashoda was churning. So Krishna was very, very expert. He was very clever. So when he hit this yogurt pot, he made sure that he hit it in the bottom part of the pot, so that the noise made by the hitting of the pot was minimal. The sound was minimal. So if he had hit it on the top part of that particular pot, the sound would have been louder. But he made sure that he hit it in the lower part to make a small hole. So he was very, very clever. He was angry. He was crying. And he felt so bad that Mother Yashoda left him like that. And he left that place in fear also very fast because he was scared that now he broke the pot, he'll be punished. So thinking like that, he had a mixture of emotions. He was very, very angry. He was crying. And now he was also fearful because he broke the pot. So he quickly left that place and he went to the store. There in the store, he released the bolt of that room. He climbed onto a wooden bed and he began to reach out to the butter that was hanging from the ceiling in the store. So Krishna moved away from that place. Now Mother Yashoda, after taking care of the boiling milk, she returned to the spot where she was churning butter. And to her surprise, the pot was broken, the contents were spilled, and Krishna was missing. So she immediately understood that this work is the work of her son. Her son has broken this pot. Well, there is a good chance that one may think that it was the monkeys that actually broke the pot. But then when Yashoda carefully noticed, she saw that this breaking of the pot was done very intelligently. So he had done it in a very perfect way. He had broken the pot. He had made a hole in the lower half of the pot. And he had done it very silently. And he had vacated that place without making any noise from the jewelry that he was wearing. So Yashoda was very convinced that this is Krishna. She smiled slightly and she touched her forefinger to her nose and she further noticed the footprints of buttermilk that was there in that area, which indicated the direction of the escape of Krishna. So that's why, despite all the precautions a thief may take to remain undetected, normally a thief will leave a few clues. So like that, Yashoda found out this is 100% Krishna's work. So Krishna had unknowingly left some evidence for his whereabouts. So after seeing all this, Yashoda was 100% convinced. She followed those footprints and she realized that Krishna has actually gone to the storeroom. So in the storeroom, meanwhile, Krishna, he broke the hanging pot and he started taking out butter and he was eating some old butter, thinking, I will eat this previous day's old makhan and I will get sick instead of eating fresh butter. Then, Mother, you will see. You will see. You will have to take me out of Raja. You will have to take me to the hospital of Mathura and you will suffer. That is the punishment I am going to give you. So thinking like that, Krishna, he was searching for all the old butter and he started eating all the old butter instead of eating the new butter. So after this, Krishna, he took one pot of butter and from there he ran away to the courtyard. And in the courtyard, he sat cross-legged on top of a grinding mortar that was kept upside down to protect it from the crows. So Krishna chose this spot. He sat cross-legged on top of this grinding mortar and he was taking out butter and he was eating it and he was enjoying and he called on to the monkeys who were there in that area. He called all the monkeys and he began to feed those monkeys also. So according to some acharyas, Hanuman, Sugriva and all these great vanaras like, you know, Sushena, Neela, Nala, all of them, they risked their lives during the incarnation of Lord Ram. They risked their lives to build a huge bridge across the Indian Ocean. And they searched everywhere, enduring all thirst and hunger to find Sita. They fought a huge battle for the sake of Ram and they helped Ram a lot. But in return, Lord Ram never gave anything much in return except for the love that he had for the Vanaras. So, remembering that, Krishna was feeling very indebted. He called on to these monkeys to appear as monkeys in Vrindavan and this was the spirit. He said, come, you know, you come and there is some fresh butter that is being churned by my mother and I will share this fresh butter with all of you. So like that, all the monkeys came and they were receiving nice butter from Krishna. So you can imagine how happy these monkeys were. They were taking butter directly from Krishna's hands. And this was a big festival that was happening in the courtyard. Krishna was sitting on this mortar and he was giving free butter to all the monkeys and all the monkeys were enjoying. saw all the monkeys were eating and jumping and chattering, and Krishna was giving them more and more and more, and he was having good fun. Now, Yashoda, she saw that there were more footprints that had led up to the grinding mortar. So now seeing these footprints and the sounds made by Krishna and the monkeys, Yashoda, holding a stick that was concealed under a cloth, she carefully approached Krishna. Now Krishna, while he was stealing butter and feeding all these monkeys, he was also very careful because he had the fear that he may be caught. So he was looking around very, very attentively, and not only was he looking around attentively, worrying that his mother would come any time, but he was also listening with his ears very carefully, because what if Mother Yashoda comes from behind? So he was making sure that his ears were alert, and he was also looking around very attentively, that the minute Mother Yashoda comes, he should escape. But Mother Yashoda, she was even more careful. And she approached him very silently from behind without making any noise. And suddenly she appeared in front of him. So when Krishna saw his mother like this with a stick in her hand, he could understand that the situation was very, very serious. He had never ever seen his mother with a stick before. So he looked at her shocked with great attention again and again. He was scrutinizing her. He was seeing the stick and he was seeing her face. And he became so afraid what would happen. So immediately, he jumped up from the mortar and he began to run. And Krishna, he ran to the gate thinking that if Mother Yashoda catches him inside the house, inside the courtyard area, he'll be punished. But if he runs away to some other place where people are working, if he runs away in the public, he will not be punished by anyone. So thinking like that, Krishna, he decided to run onto the streets of Raja. So he was running and he was running. He was running in such fear and he was running like really, really, really fast. And while he was running like this, he was attracting the attention of everyone in the street. And even though he was running like that, Mother Yashoda, she was very determined to catch her son. So she did not give up the chase. Even fear personified is afraid of Krishna, but Krishna, this little Krishna baby, he was afraid of the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda, she was finding it kind of hard to run behind Krishna. Krishna was running so fast, and Mother Yashoda was finding it so hard to run like that with her broad hips, but she decided that today this boy must be caught. So she was almost about to catch Krishna, whom great yogis try to capture in their meditation. So while she was running like this, engrossed in the chase, one group of malati flowers that was decorating her hair were falling off onto her feet because they felt, wow, Yashoda is such a great devotee. I must be at her feet. She's trying to capture the Lord. Another group of malati flowers thought, let me reduce the weight on Mother Yashoda's hair so that she can run faster and she'll be able to catch Krishna. One more group of malati flowers thought, no, I don't want to be a part of this effort. She's going and she's trying to catch Krishna and she's going to punish Krishna. So I don't want to be a part of this. Like that, malati flowers were falling off from Yashoda's hair. And while chasing Krishna, Yashoda was shouting. She was saying, hey, king of thieves, where are you running? Stop now. And Krishna was indistinctly crying and smiling and running. So sometimes Mother Yashoda, she seemed to be very close to Krishna, trying to catch him. And sometimes she appeared to be very far away. And like this, she was running and running. And at one point, Krishna, he thought of stopping to look behind to see how far Mother Yashoda was. And at that minute, Mother Yashoda caught hold of his right hand from behind. So when Krishna was caught finally, he began to cry and he was rubbing his eyes and his butter-soaked limbs were all covered with dust and he was so fearful. He was fearfully looking at his mother. His mother raised her stick to threaten him as if she was about to beat him. But she wouldn't beat him. And Krishna was thinking, I'm crying and crying and she's not even wiping away my tears. Usually, whenever I cry, mother wipes away my tears with her sari, but today she's showing the stick and she's not caring to wipe away the tears. And Krishna understood that the situation is very, very serious. He understood she's really, really angry. And because his right hand was already caught, with his left hand, he was sadly wiping his own tears. So, like this, Krishna was caught by Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda started scolding Krishna, saying, "You're so restless, you're like a monkey. You plunder everything. From today, no more milk products for you. I'm going to punish you really severely today." And Krishna was so afraid. He was looking at her in all fear. Krishna, who's so difficult to be reached for these great yogis who meditate on him, Krishna, who's being praised and offered prayers from great personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, was now being chastised by Mother Yashoda. He was being called a monkey, and he was being called a thief, and he was chastised by his dear mother. So Mother Yashoda, she saw how fearful Krishna had become, and she quickly threw away the stick that she was holding so that his fear would be a little lessened. So then she told him, "From today, you're not going to go anywhere. I'm going to tie you up. You cannot go out and play today. All your friends will be there, but you're not going to go and play today." So she was very concerned. She wanted to teach him a lesson. And she didn't want him to be untrained, you know, like any mother. When the child is doing too much mischief, sometimes the children are punished because you don't want the kid to become unruly. So she was contemplating on how to make Purushottama — he's Purushottama, Krishna is Purushottama, the greatest of everybody. She was trying how to make Purushottama a good human being. She was thinking, how do I make this Purushottama a good human being? So like that, she was thinking that her child was very, very proud and he must be tied up and he must be taught a lesson. So she said, "Now I'm going to bind you and I'm going to go and take care of my household chores. And if you move from here, see what I'll do to you." So with a slight smile, she was indicating to Krishna, "You're a thief, your father is a thief, your entire family is a thief. And see what qualities you have." Just like how mothers always blame the fathers for all the mischief that the child does. So she took a rope for tying cows and she began to tie Krishna to the grinding mortar. The grinding mortar was the partner in crime. So she chose that Krishna should be bound to this grinding mortar. So Yashoda was very, very afraid also. In one hand, as she was binding Krishna to teach him a lesson, that is something that was running in her mind. But at the same time, Yashoda was also very afraid that Krishna may run away from home because she had shown the stick and Krishna was very, very fearful. So Yashoda was thinking, by binding him, that will be a good punishment. At the same time, Krishna will not run away to the forest. Because it seems Krishna was thinking in his mind that, "Mother Yashoda, you're calling me a monkey. I will go to the forest. I will go and live with the monkeys. Then you will know." So like this, Krishna was thinking in his mind, "You're calling me a monkey. I'll prove to you that I'm a monkey." So Yashoda was very afraid. What if Krishna runs away? What if he leaves home? So she was thinking it is best to bind him so that everything will be accomplished. Punishment will be given. He will not do any mischief. He will stay in one place. And also, he will not leave home. So, at that time, Krishna, he became very angry. And he started breathing very heavily. And he shouted, "Oh, Rohini, Mother Rohini, where are you? Where did you go away with my dear brother Balram? My mother is binding me to this mortar. Please come and save me." And Rohini was very, very far away and she couldn't hear. If Mother Rohini was there at that time, she would have surely intervened and Krishna wouldn't have been bound up like this. So Krishna perfectly knew this. Rohini solves all problems. If she was there, I wouldn't be in this condition. But the neighboring gopis who were around — Rohini couldn't hear, she was quite far away — but the neighboring gopis who were there, they heard all this and they arrived there and they were looking at this whole scene where Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, and they began to make fun of Yashoda. So they were telling Yashoda, "We told you so many times about your child. all the mischief that he does, how he troubles all of us, how he steals in our homes. But you would never listen. You would never listen to us. You would always support yourself. Now you see for yourself, see, so much mischief he is doing. He has done some serious naughty business in your house, and that's why today you yourself have like this. Now, as Mother Yashoda was binding her child, something very interesting happened. So, while she was about to take the rope around his waist and tie a knot, she realized that the rope was two fingers short. So, she added more rope, but still, the rope would be two fingers short. They got all the rope in Raja. All the gopis gave their ropes, everything. She got her ribbons. She got every thread. She got so many things in Raja. But how much ever quantity of rope or ribbon or thread or anything she tied, it would always be two fingers short. So Yashoda was thinking, this boy has become so restless that he's not letting me even tie him up. One of the potencies of the Lord, there is something called as Vibhuta. Vibhu means that which is big. So that is also the potency of the Lord. So this Vibhuta potency actually appeared in the waist of the Lord. So this potency increased the waist of the Lord, but it was not visible to anyone. It was not visible to Yashoda, or it was not visible that it was actually growing. I mean, nobody could see his waist growing. But the potency of Vibhuta was present in his waist. And one of the main factors for the Lord to be tied up was, of course, the love of his mother, was the love of Yashoda. But that alone was not enough. The sanction of the Lord for him to be bound was required. So the rope was being two fingers short. And it represents that one needed both endeavor, that is eagerness for Krishna, and the other is one needs mercy of Krishna. So both these are required to tie up the Lord. They were feeling a lot of compassion towards Krishna. First they were chastising Krishna, but now they were seeing how Yashoda is trying to tie up Krishna, and Krishna is crying so pitiably, and all the gopis around, they felt very bad for Krishna. So they started telling Yashoda, it's okay, now you leave him. You're not able to tie him. You're trying so hard and Krishna is crying so much. It's okay. He is just a small kid. And kids of this age, this is what they do. They just do a lot of mischief. It's okay. What's so new? He's always been doing it. So it's okay. You leave him. Don't punish him like that. But then today, Yashoda was very determined. She very badly wanted to bind up her son and teach him a good lesson. So she said, no, I'm not going to listen to any of you. I am going to punish him today. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he also mentions other reasons why the rope was short. When Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, it was the morning time. Usually at this time, he goes to play with his friends. And Krishna wanted to go out and play with his friends. And all his friends were watching him from the windows of their houses. They were hoping that Krishna would come out with them. So, not only was his Vibhuta Shakti present there, there was also something else that was happening. His Leela Shakti acted according to his desire. When the Leela Shakti of the Lord saw that Krishna wanted to go out and play, but Mother Yashoda was tying him up, Leela Shakti thought, I am going to act now. I will not allow her to bind up my Lord. So Vibhuta Shakti was also there, Leela Shakti were also there. So both of them, they prevented Mother Yashoda from tying the knot. So how much of a rope was there, it still appeared that it was two fingers short. So Mother Yashoda, she was very, very perplexed. She was thinking, his waist is so small. Actually, Krishna's waist is small. Hardly the size of my palm. It's not growing big. I don't see Krishna's waist growing like that. But I'm not able to bind him. What is happening here? So there was a transcendental contest between the Lord and his devotee. And this competition was going. Yashoda was trying harder and harder. And she refused to give up. And Krishna wouldn't let her bind him. So this competition was going on for a long time. And then Krishna thought to himself, who am I trying to fight with? I'm trying to fight with my own mother. And then he agreed to get bound up finally. So when Krishna saw his mother's effort, he felt compassion and he felt mercy. He wanted to give mercy. So he accepted to be bound. So the endeavor from Mother Yashoda and the mercy from Krishna represents these two fingers. That is, the two fingers short of length. So like this, Krishna became controlled by his devotee. He became subservient and he agreed to be bound up. Then after tying up Krishna tightly, she told him that he should stay there and he should not think of moving around. She said, now you have to stay here, you are bound here. If at all you try to do any mischief in this condition, I'm really going to beat you. And then she looked out to the gopis who were standing there and she told the gopis to keep an eye on him. So after binding Krishna to the grinding mortar, Mother Yashoda sternly told Krishna, stay here and if you dare to move, I will beat you. So Yashoda went inside to continue her chores and after some time, the gopis also, they left, all of them went to their homes to continue their activities. But little Gopa kids were still there around. Now, until this point, Balaram was not there. So, it so happened that someone informed Balaram when he was in Upananda's house that his dear brother Krishna was being tied up. Now, upon arriving back home, Balaram, he saw that his little brother was being tied up and he got so angry. And he assumed his Shankarsan mood and he strongly declared, looking at this condition, who is it who has bound up my little brother Krishna? I am Shankarsan, I am Seshnag. As Shankarsan, I can burn down this entire universe with my breath. I can inundate entire Vraja with the poison that is coming out from my hooves. Who is this wrongdoer? Who has done this? How dare they tie up Krishna? And then someone came and whispered into Balaram's ears that it was actually Mother Yashoda who tied Krishna. So upon hearing this, Balaram's mood changed. He was no longer like a fiery snake. He became like a timid mouse. And Balaram's anger waned and he didn't know what to do. Balaram saw that Krishna was crying. Seeing Krishna, seeing Balaram, Krishna began to cry more so that he could invoke some mercy from Balaram. And Balaram can shout more. So, seeing Krishna crying like this, Balaram became very, very angry again and he started shouting, who has tied Krishna? He is Narayana, he is Vamana, he is Narasimha, he is Matsya, he is the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is the origin of all the avatars and he is everything. Who is this guilty one? I have thousands of hoods and I will burn down Raja with all my hoods. So, he started shouting like that. And looking at Balaram, Mother Yashoda came out and she sarcastically said, I see, Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. So who are you? And Balaram replied, I am Lakshmana, I am Sheshnag, I am Shankarsana. I can do this, I can do that, I can burn everything here. Don't ever punish my brother. Then Mother Yashoda said, do all these incarnations have to appear in my home? She picked up a stick and she waved it threateningly at Balaram and she warned, you better get out of here before I beat you and I bind you as well. So hearing this, Balaram ran away and all his Shankarsan power was no longer present. So Mother Yashoda said, Krishna, Krishna, he's Bhagavan. If he hears a cat meow, he runs to me and he hides behind my sari. Is Bhagavan Narasimha like this? Does Bhagavan have to feel butter? What's all this? She said that and she went away. So she went back into her house and she began to resume her household chores. So now Balaram couldn't do anything. He was also sitting and crying with Krishna. Now the neighborhood women had actually left and the Gopa friends were around Krishna. So Krishna, he began to play with them by smiling. He moved the mortar a little with his body and he began to laugh. So he was grabbing their attention. He couldn't move much. I mean, he was not like, you know, running away to play. But with the mortar, by being tied up to the mortar, he was doing a little actions, Krishna, to entertain his friends around. So, but still, Krishna never used his hands to free himself. He didn't want himself to be free. So while he was being bound, it should be noted that Krishna still had the power to deliver the two Arjuna trees. So as Krishna was playing with the friends, slowly Krishna's attention was drawn towards the two Arjuna trees that were there in his courtyard. And who are these two trees? They are actually the sons of Kubera, right? So they were standing there. Now Krishna had seen these trees from his childhood, but on this particular day, he had a special merciful glance towards those trees, because today he was in bondage and he could empathize with those two trees that were actually the sons of Kubera, who were in this bonded condition. They were in the form of trees. They were cursed by Narada. So today he thought, I have been bound by Mother Yashoda because I need to repay some debt that I have to give. So he decided to repay that debt by delivering those two sons of Kubera who were standing there as trees. So desiring to pull down those trees and relieving these two sons of Kubera, Krishna, he began to slowly drag the mortar. So being tied to the mortar, he began to move, and he was dragging the mortar behind him, and he went in between the two trees. So as he went in between the two trees, the mortar was stuck between the two trees, and Krishna was trying to pull it very, very hard, and in the process, he uprooted the trees, and the trees fell down. So as the trees fell down, it created a big, big, big sound. Krishna broke these two trees that were as hard as thunderbolts, but still, even at that time, Krishna didn't break up the bondage of his mother. So the trees fell down, everything was noisy, the whole of Raja was shaken up, and it is explained that some of the Vrajavasis even fainted for one muhurta. For a period of one muhurta, many of them had fainted because of the heavy sound that had come from the breaking of these two trees. The boys around Krishna, however, they didn't faint. They were actually very amazed. They were so thrilled seeing what Krishna did. And many people actually heard this noise from very far away, and they came to see what had happened. They had come to Nanda Maharaj's courtyard to see what had happened. And everyone was very anxious, and they were conversing with each other because they were very worried. Little Krishna was there and two huge trees were fallen down. The little Gopa boys were around. And everyone was asking how it happened. And meanwhile, Krishna's father, he had also returned. He had gone out and he had also returned, and he came from behind. He was very scared. Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, was very, very scared because his son was right there. So when he saw little Krishna, first he smiled at Krishna so that Krishna is comforted. And then Krishna, seeing his father, he began to cry so that he gets more attention from Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj went running to his child, and very lovingly, he untied Krishna, and then he kissed his baby Krishna repeatedly, and he asked him, who tied you like this? Where is the rascal who tied you like this to the mortar? And Krishna was tied to this mortar with Vatsalya Rasa, right? It was Mother Yashoda who tied him. So it required another person like Nanda Maharaj, who was in the same rasa, to actually untie him. So therefore, till now, Krishna was not untied from the mortar. When Nanda Maharaj came, Nanda Maharaj easily untied Krishna. So after this, Krishna was united with his father. And then Nanda Maharaj began to ask, who is this? Who is this who tied you like this to the mortar? At that time, Krishna slowly approached Nanda Maharaj and whispered in his ear. He said, Mother did this to me. Mother tied me like this. And Yashoda, she meanwhile recovered from her fainting, and she went and apologetic, she was very apologetic, and she went and told Nanda that actually she tied him up because she wanted to discipline him. But then she began to repent. She began to repent that she did it. Then later Nanda asked all the boys about how these two trees fell down. And the boys explained that it was Krishna. It was actually Krishna who went between these two trees, and just to create more space, he pulled the mortar and the trees fell down. And when the trees fell down, two effulgent fiery beings. They came out of these trees, they offered prayers to Krishna, and they went northward. So hearing all this, Nanda Maharaj actually didn't believe these Gopa boys. Because of the extreme parental feeling that he had, he dismissed all this as childish talk. But some others, they couldn't remove this doubt from their hearts because they had been seeing a lot of what Krishna was doing. He had killed Putana and he had done so many miraculous things. So they couldn't remove this doubt from their hearts that Krishna was very special and he was definitely capable of doing it. So anyway, after all this, Nanda Maharaj, he lovingly took Krishna to his chest. He hugged him and then together they went to River Yamuna and they bathed there, and Nanda Maharaj came back home and he had his meal. Now Yashoda was very ashamed. She was very ashamed of tying up her son and she didn't even come out from her room. She didn't talk to other women and she was silently sitting there in her room. And Nanda Maharaj, he was taking care of the sons, both Krishna and Balram. So the whole day he was taking care of his two sons and he took them very lovingly to the cow shed. He got fresh milk from the cows there as a substitute for breast milk because Krishna wouldn't go to his mother. Krishna was very upset with his mother and Nanda Maharaj was trying to comfort Krishna and Balram. So Nanda Maharaj took Krishna and Balram to the cow shed and he got some milk, cow's milk as a substitute for breast milk. He got some sugar from the kitchen and he mixed sugar and milk and he fed the boys. And then he sat there in the cow shed. He spent some time with them. They spent time talking some nice, interesting things. Then very affectionately, Nanda Maharaj was teaching the two boys how to write letters. So like this, he spent an entire day with his two sons. And Yashoda never came out from the room. So it was almost evening. And Rohini, she came forward and she told Nanda Maharaj that Yashoda had not eaten anything from morning. Nanda smiled and he said, "What can we do? One must not get angry like this and then repent so late. This is not good." She said, "Yes, that is true. Yashoda got angry. She made a mistake. But she's so soft internally and she's so soft externally. She'll be devastated if she hears this." So slightly smiling, Nanda Maharaj, he looked at baby Krishna and he asked Krishna, "Will you go to your mother?" Krishna said, "No, I will not go. I will spend time only with you. I don't want to go and see mother." And then all the wives of Nanda Maharaj's brothers, they all came there and they asked Krishna, "Whose milk will you drink if you refuse to go and see your mother like this?" Krishna said, "I will drink fresh milk from the cows. I will get sugar. I will mix milk and sugar and I will take it. My father will take care of me." Then the ladies asked, "Who will you play with?" And Krishna said, "I will play with my father. I spent my entire day with my father. I play with my brother also. I'm happy playing with them." Then Nanda Maharaj asked, "Will you go to your brother's mother? Will you go to Rohini?" Krishna angrily with tears in his eyes, he said, "No, I will not go. She left me and she went away. I was shouting for her and she never came. I'm not going to go to her." And Rohini was very, very sad. She said, "Krishna, don't talk like that." And then she signaled Balram. She asked Balram to go and console Krishna. So Balram went and he gave his hand to Krishna and Krishna rejected Balram's hand and he went to Nanda Maharaj and he tied his hands around Nanda Maharaj's neck. And he was looking very keenly at Nanda Maharaj's eyes with tears filled in his eyes so that he could bring Nanda Maharaj under his control. And then Nanda seeing this, he raised his hand as if he's going to beat Yashoda and said, "If you agree, I'll go and beat mother." And Krishna said, "No, no, 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 no." He couldn't tolerate Nanda Maharaj or anyone beating his mother. So he blocked Nanda Maharaj's hands. And then Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear son, if you continue like this, and if your mother is also in this kind of condition, what are you going to do?" Indicating that if you leave your mother like this, she will die. And because of his innocent nature, Krishna became so anxious of his mother and with tears in his eyes, he asked, "Where is mother? I must now go to her." So first he went to Rohini's lap and then Rohini affectionately took him and Rohini and Krishna, they entered the house. And then once they entered the house, Krishna began to run. He ran and ran. He ran to his mother and he hugged her in joy. And Yashoda lovingly took her child. She kissed her child's head and she began to moo like a cow and she sobbed, making everyone else around feel so, emotional, and everyone was crying around Yashoda. So finally, she was pacified and a slight glow appeared on her face. She satisfied her child with her milk. She fed Krishna very happily and she was consoled. But for 3 days, she didn't show her face to her husband. And finally, Krishna brought her in front of his father holding the edge of her cloth. And then everything became fine in the house. So from that day, when he was bound at his waist, the women in Vraja called him, this beautiful dark child, as Damodara. Damodara, one who was bound at his waist. So that is the name, Damodar. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such a great mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.20. So these are the glories of Yashoda, and this is the beautiful Lord Damodar's enchanting pastime. So we'll stop here. All glories to the devotees. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Any comments or any other realizations, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prithvilasini Mataji. Very, very, very wonderful. Ecstatic description. Realization. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Komodaki Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for being there and listening us.
Can you see? Balram. And the fear of Yashoda.
Balram is the cutest, yeah.
Yes. His anger subsides immediately. And fear arose in him.
Yeah. He says, what can I do now? And then there's a little more conversation between the two of them, which I then say, he says, "Who I've been telling you for such a long time not to steal butter, and who asked you to do it today? And today I was also not there, and who asked you to get caught like this?"
Oh. So,
yeah, it's very nice. Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Preeti Mataji. Very, very, very sweet pastime. Thank you so much. And I felt like seeing the pastime before my eyes. Thank you so much. Yes, indeed, Balram's was the funniest one.
Thank you, Madhuri Mataji. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope I did some justice.
You did, Mataji. You always do. Very wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So sweet pastime, Mataji. Thank you so much for sharing. Our Yasa and me were both listening and I'm laughing in that Balram pastime. I was very enjoying Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for sharing.
Thank you, Antuna Gopika Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for being there.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very beautiful path. I like the path with Krishna. Krishna gets angry. I think you don't go to Yashoda. I'm going to go to the next
was very nice, all that conversation when you are explaining. Very beautiful class, Mataji, very nicely explained. I can see everything in front of my eyes. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Vanya, Mataji. All glories to Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj's book, actually. It has everything in it. It's very, very wonderful. Thank you, Vanya, Mataji, for your kind words.
Hi, Mataji. Thank you for this wonderful class. I don't know, I was getting disconnected in between, so I'll have to listen again for the last part. But the class was wonderful. Thank you so much for your wonderful association and narrating the pastime in such a lively way that we can literally picture it out in front of our eyes.
Sita Priti Mataji, right?
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your very wonderful association, Mataji. Thanks for being there on the call with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol. Anyone else has any questions or comments? I don't know about questions, but definitely, does anyone have any realizations or comments or something else you want to add to the pastime? There's also this pastime of, some acharyas have also commented about, finally when Lord Damodar was tied, it was done with the help of Srimati Radharani's ribbon. So that is another thing that I probably didn't say when I was talking. So that is also there.
Yes, Mataji, I'm a little wondering because mostly our Vaishnava, I mean, Sasarya, they just suggest this Damodar Ashtakam in this month, and there is other lot of pastime because mostly we, Hare Vaishnava, they are attracted in the Krishna's and Radha's pastime, but still Damodar pastime is also so famous, Mataji. Can you explain a little bit more how it's related to the his Madhurya pastime? I heard at last that ribbon is given by Radharani and then Krishna finally Yasoda Mai was tied to Krishna, yes. But you know anything more, Mataji?
There's also one more pastime when Krishna goes to meet Radharani, but then he's late. So Radharani ties him up very lovingly and, you know, in the forest when they're meeting once, she ties him up because he's late and as a punishment, and hence he's also known as Radha Damodar. That's another thing that I've heard. They do give references, I don't know which Goswami's book, but definitely this reference, I think they have picked from Bhavishya Purana, if I'm not wrong. But it's there. This pastime is also being discussed by the six Goswamis. They also talk about this. Krishna being bound by Srimati Radharani because he was late in one of the meetings. So that's why he's also Radha Damodar.
Oh, okay. I never heard that. Thank you. Always I was thinking Radha Damodar wishing. And then I was a little wondering. And then that is the pastime, one pastime. We heard, at last, Yasoda Mai also got a ribbon from Radharani's head.
Radharani, that is also there. Yes.
Finally,
that is also there. Yes, two pastimes. Yes. So this comes much later. Radha Krishna, you know, Radharani tying him up because he's late. That comes much later. But yeah, both these pastimes, they also point, Radharani giving her ribbon during the baby Krishna pastime is also there. Yeah.
And also I like the point, Mataji, you were mentioning the how he was seeing the two trees. Other day also he used to see, but that day actually he was bound, yes. He could realize how that was really, I can feel how Lord Damodar can help us to come out from this bound, material bound.
Wow.
I was thinking.
Very nice.
In that mood. And then he was seeing and he was so compassionate to these two demigods. Yeah, thank you, Mataji.
Very nice, Mataji. Thanks for that. Very beautiful realization. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yes,
Mataji, so this pastime of Damodar Leela happened at what age of Lord Krishna?
So Krishna was in Gokul Mahavan till he was 3 years, 4 months old. So this pastime has happened before that. So it should be around, you know, 2.5, 3 year old at that time. Exact age is not okay. We don't know the exact age, but then it's between 2 to 3 years old.
So Mataji, please correct if I'm wrong. So we know that Radharani is how younger than Krishna? Because Krishna goes when Radharani is like her, everybody is called for the ceremony, right? And then she opens her eyes.
Yeah, I think 15 days, right? Is Kamadiki Mataji, Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Mataji, can you answer that question, Mataji, the age difference between Krishna and Radha?
Maybe an year or something like that.
Okay.
Because she's younger.
Yeah, she's younger.
Yeah. Yes, so then, that's why when Krishna goes, Mother Yashoda goes there to see her at Mother Kirtida's house, and then Krishna crawls. It described that Krishna crawled.
Right.
Wasn't a
year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the eternal age of Srimati Radharani is something 15 something, no? Is it?
15? No, not 15.
Eternal. No. No, I was just. Two different things.
Fresh youth.
She's also 16.
14.
Eternal youth. 14.
Okay. Yeah. Mataji,
yes.
I heard also 14.
Mm-hmm. Month.
Okay.
14.
It's wonderful.
Mataji, so was it that the Radharani's ribbon giving which was done to tie Lord Krishna, Bal Krishna, so is it that is the reason that it is Radha Damodar? Or as we always say, all the names of Krishna along with Radha Rani's name, that is the reason it is Radha Damodar?
Krishna has unlimited name and Radha Rani is just one principal name. She also has unlimited names, but with Krishna, she's always Radha's name. Just Radha. Not this is Madan Mohan Mohini. Krishna is Madan Mohan and Krishna, Radha Rani is Madan Mohan Mohini. Radharani from the Mohini. Like that, you know. So he's attractor of Madan Mohan. He's attracting Govinda, Krishna Mohini. Krishna Mohini, Krishna Anandini, Govinda Anandini, like that. But only Radharani, just but somehow Krishna, he's so much fond of name Radha.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever, it's also described that whoever chants Radharani's name, Krishna hears very lovingly. And he also himself chants Radha.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's meditating, this is also I have read somewhere, that Krishna was given a mantra, Narayan mantra, to chant by Bhagudi Muni, that's their family guru. But then when Krishna goes in and chants Radharani's name, Radharani is coming there to cook and he's chanting her name and then he becomes so much anxious to see her. Radha, because he just can't control himself. So he just goes and looks at through the window of the kitchen at Radharani. And Radharani, she's so busy in cooking and her hair, sari has come off from her hair. So her hair is open, her face is open. And Krishna is just drinking the beauty of Radharani like that, beautiful face. But Radharani, she doesn't know. But then her, Rati Manjari, or Tulasi Manjari, she's relishing this, both beautiful. Faces, Kamal or Chandra, both to Chandra, moon, like that, moon-like faces, lotus faces. And then suddenly Radharani's eyes, you know, sight fell from the window and she saw Krishna. Then she, by her eyes, she's chastising Tulasi Mandiri. Why are you not covering me? My hair. Like that. So this is pastime. Very wonderful pastime.
Wonderful, Mataji, wonderful.
Always together. Radharani, the Damodar, they also say, so many persons also ask, one time, one of my god brother asked, because they have the deity named Radha Damodar. And so then he asked my Guru Maharaj, the Damodar pastime was done when he was little, Madhuresh at that time. So instead of Yashoda Damodar, why is Radha Damodar? So then he said, well, you are worshipping Radha Damodar, so you should know. That's what it is. Then he said, anyway, but that Damodar, when he was a little and tied by the ribbon, it's like, you know, when this Kautuk means a wonderful activity was there, so everybody was coming. So Kirtida Sundari also comes with her daughter. And that's how Mother Yashoda obtains. She also gets a ribbon of Radharani and ties him up. That's what has been described. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. What is your name, Mataji? Vinaya?
Sita Priti Devadasi, Mataji.
Sita Priti, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. I get some service to do. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
It's always a pleasure to hear you, Mataji.
Thank you, Priti Vilasi Mata. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kamodaki Mataji. Thank you, Sita Priti Mataji. Thank you, Kamodaki Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Three-year-old Damodar. Okay. Anyone else has any questions or comments? So thank you again for joining. We'll end the class. Vancha Kalpataru Vyashchi Kripa Sindhu Pirivacha Patitana Bhavani Bhav Vaishnavi
Vyashchi Namo Namo
అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ్ అందరికి జై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి
జై
రాధా దామోదర్ కి జై మంత్ కి
జై
ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ
హరే కృష్ణ గుడ్